Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard. You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio, and you are now in touch with the compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is Radio, the way it should be heard. To get in contact with the show, you may want to get ready to dial 1-877-932-9766, or you can just go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and click Listen Live, and you're right here. But you can also do this. If you would like to hear and see the program, you can go to the YouTube channel, type in the word TalkTainment, and then type in the word radio, and then scroll down to TalkTainment number 2, and you're there. And while you're there, hit the subscribe button and the like button. Would you do that? And, of course, you can also do this. Go to, if you want to contact me, you can email me or Gmail me by going to the numeral 7, MrBobby@gmail.com, and I will get the Gmail. I may not read it today, but it'll be in line to be read. And, of course, to hear the program in its entirety, if you would like to be on Facebook, go to Facebook.com/ Talktainment, and we are there. Okay, today's program is entitled Unfinished Business. This is for Wednesday, March the 6th, 2019. I will repeat that throughout the program, and that came from one of our listeners to make sure that we give the date of the program, and I took that suggestion very well. It's very good to identify that so the shows can be separate. So today being Wednesday, March the 6th, 2019's program, Unfinished Business. And what we're going to do today is continue on the theme of words, how to construct and answer questions, staying in the compensatory counter-racist codified way. If you notice, Mr. Fuller very rarely gets away from being codified. You will hear that all throughout the program, to focus our concentration on being codified, and he will explain that in everything that we do. So without further interruptions, let me present to some and introduce to others Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Mr. Fuller, good morning, and how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm still learning.
You are still learning. Okay. Today's program, Mr. Fuller, is entitled Unfinished Business. And last week, near the end of the program, I got a Gmail. And the Gmail indicated something about the LBGTQ. And then they had IA whatever on it. And I didn't know what that was, and you had mentioned many times that they are at least 21 separate, identification marks concerning to sexuality, but the main point is that they were all, it's all confusing. But anyway, I looked that up via my Google search, and this is what I came up with. It is actually right now, and I guess this is official, I'm not sure, but it's LGBTQQIAAP. Now, I didn't know what that meant, so I looked it up, and here's what the Google search indicated. That stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, intersex, asexual, allies, and pansexual, with a other nine underlying the umbrella of being queer. I don't exactly know what that means, but it seems to me that it keeps on adding on. Someone had mentioned that the AI stood for artificial intelligence, and there have been some incidents, and many incidents, where people are beginning to communicate and do, I guess, human things to, or people things to artificial intelligence, and I'm being nice the way I'm wording that. And also, and P was supposed to stand for pedophilia, and there's been a lot of that, at least exposed. It's been going on. But anyway, that is what it is, according to the Google that I did from last week on the search. You care to make a comment about that, Mr. Fuller, in terms of adding on to the confusion in sexuality?
Well, in the textbook for victims of white supremacy, I came up with a whole lot of possible sexualities, of the new sexualities that I don't know what label you would say, since they keep adding on somebody, they, whomever they are.
Yes.
I don't know who originates all of this. I don't know where it came from. But I'm saying, as far as racism is concerned, as far as the victims of racism is concerned, the recommendation is look out for any additional categories of sexuality, because the white supremacists, like in anything dealing with any area of activity, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, war, the white supremacists, whatever is going on with non-white people, they are going to see to it that it is entirely corrupt and non-constructive. That would be the word, better word than any other term I can come up with. Non-constructive activity. Just what you call the male-female, traditional, what they call straight. The white supremacists have completely corrupted that. So it's logical that they would also, in some, what they call LGBTQ and all the other alphabetical additions that might run as many as 75 or 80 different categories and whatnot, they keep adding on. I don't know where it's going to stop, how many different types of sexuality or anti-sexuality or blended sexualities or non-sexualities. I have no way of knowing what that's all about, because I'm not getting any explanations about the details of what all of these categories are supposed to produce and what the constructive result is supposed to be for society as a whole. And this is something that I think should be discussed anytime anybody makes big adjustments of any kind in any area of activity, whether you're talking about economics or education or entertainment or religion. If you're making big adjustments, everything in fine detail should be explained in fine detail. And also, this is just, you know, the compensatory view, not only explain in fine detail of what it is, but what the constructive results are supposed to be. Anytime you're making any kind of introduction or any kind of changes of any kind, if you're putting up a brand new apartment building of some type, and you say, well, this is the most luxurious type, the most functional type,
the best type of architecture in this new apartment building that's going up than we have ever had. Well, the person who is doing that should be able to explain in detail, well, is it an improvement? That's the question. Is it an improvement over what we already have? And the person says, oh, the improvement is vast. Oh, yes. I mean, this is off the hook. And so you say, okay, well, give me the details. Where are the improvements? And the person may proceed to say, well, the washers and dryers and, you know, in the place on the premises and whatnot are the best that have ever been designed. The view is the best that has ever been designed in a structure of this type in the environment that it's in, and go in all the details. Now, if you're talking about sexuality, you should do the same thing. You say, where's the improvement? And what's going to be the constructive results? You know, and somebody should step forward and say, oh, it's going to be a whole lot better than that old straight stuff we've had for centuries. Oh, that's obsolete. Where have you been? Now, these new sexualities, that's what it's really all about. And I'm going to tell you all the benefits that go with this and all of the constructive results. Mind, body, spirit. It's going to even improve our religions in a way that they have never, ever been improved. And this, the legal aspects, the economic aspects, the overall educational aspects. Oh, this is going to be just overwhelming. I mean, it's going to be beyond belief. I mean, these new sexualities that we are adding on. And we want black people to be the pioneers. I mean, since they have been held back so long, we want them right out front. Well, the code says beware. Beware. If you're a person of color, back off until you get all the answers to all the possible questions that can ever be asked about how all of these new sexualities are going to improve black people beyond belief.
All righty. Beyond belief. Asking questions. And as you heard, Mr. Fuller is still in the codified way. Let's take this phone call. Good morning, caller. You are on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question for Mr. Fuller?
Is on line one?
You are on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Thank you and Mr. Fuller for answering this call and for the time and energy in this program. My name is John Talaferro, also known as Ian. I'm a long time and constant listener. I live in Philly. I have numerous issues and information, but on this call, I will only say a few because of the time matter. The first issue is I tried several times to donate, but each time I get to spinning, and the spinning never stops, so I haven't been able to donate. So I sent a letter. I'm sending a letter with a money order, and it's being mailed to you, Mr. Bobby, at 462 Walnut Street in Ohio. You know the rest of the address.
Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you.
And I'm wondering if others experience the same problem that I have, because it's the ongoing problem that I have.
Okay. Let me say this. I have no knowledge of that. At least no one has spoken to me in an official capacity concerning that. But as you have stated now publicly, it is definitely going to be addressed. And you did the correct thing by mailing it to the address that you know. So you did okay. And like I said, I'm sure that they will look into that, why this spending or suspension is going on. But thank you for pointing that out. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. All right. And the second thing is the only thing that I don't like about the 1984 edition of the code is the binding on that book. And I don't know if the same binding is being used now, because Mr. Fuller said that it's another issue of that book being presented, and I don't know if they changed the binding, but I've had a couple of copies of the earlier edition. I'm talking about the 1984, everyone, and I had a few of them, and each one of them, the binding, if you don't handle it very, very carefully, opening and closing the book, then eventually the pages start falling out.
Okay, let me have Mr. Fuller address that. Mr. Fuller, could you address the problems that my brother is having with the 1984 edition?
Now, that's the large, is that the larger?
Yes, sir.
That's the large book. Yes, there
correct.
Were. There were huge problems with that. And that only came, the information came to me years ago. So I no longer did business with the people who were doing the binding because of that. So the downsized version, there should not be that problem. But that was the original, going back to the 1980s, the early 1980s. Anybody who has that larger, book,
yes.
The size of a sheet of paper, anybody who has that will have that problem most likely. Now, that was corrected by another printer back during that time, but that book is no longer out here now. It's no longer being printed by these people or binding, the binders now. We've got different binders now, so you shouldn't have that problem with the downsized version.
Okay, and your next
that goes back. That's a couple of decades ago. But anybody has that original, they're likely to have that problem.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead, brother.
I prefer the 26th edition of the book. Among other reasons, is because of the size and the compactness of it. And the binding on this new edition is awesome, and it has a better wear if you can get out of the book.
Oh, okay. All righty. Okay, bro. Well, thank you for...
I got something else.
Okay, well, go ahead. One more question, quickly.
All right. Now, this is not really a question. This is some information. All right, and I had said this information before about the book, but I don't know if people really understood what I was saying or whether they got it or not, so I'm repeating it, and it may be good to repeat it on this air so people will know. In regards to the awesome program that was a few weeks ago, and it's about to happen today, in regards to words, the best dictionary for its price, and I could say pound for pound, is the American Heritage Dictionary of the English language, the unabridged version of it. Now, the reason that I said that's the best dictionary, pound for pound, is because, unlike the Webster Dictionary and others, the American Heritage Dictionary of the English language, the unabridged version, it has two appendixes in the back of the book, which the other dictionaries don't have, such as Webster and these other dictionaries. They don't have appendices in the back. Now, the appendices is one. Appendices is the Indo-European roots, and the other appendices in the back is the Semitic roots. So when you look up a word, some of the words that you look up will have Indo-European roots, and they'll have Semitic roots that will give you the etymology of the word.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And in this book, the appendix is for the etymological information about the word, and, mm-hmm. and the other dictionaries don't have that.
Okay.
So when you look up a word in the American Heritage Dictionary, you look for the bottom line, the last definition, rather than the first definition. In other words, you have the 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
But in the American Heritage, the bottom, because at the bottom, if it has a bracket where it has the Indo-European roots, then you can find the etymological definition and root of the word, which oftentimes have a different meaning than the meaning that is used today.
Okay.
So you get today's definition, and then you get the etymological definition, which is the root.
Okay.
The Semitic roots.
I'm up against a break, brother. I'm going to have to let it go. But you did bring up some very good points for us to look at. I have to go now. But thank you so much for that information. Thank you so much, sir. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All righty. All righty. Brother brought up some good information. But let me do this here. Have to. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's a couple of shows, or three, that I have to mention. One is known as the Quay Morgan Hill Show. Very good show. Just outstanding, that young lady. Stairway to Heaven is another good show with host Claude. And, of course, my other show, Talking Sports Plus, with Mr. Bobby, Trent, and now Miss Rita. Now, all these shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, click on programs, and then there is a list of all the programs that we have, and you can select which one that you would care to listen to. Why don't you do that? All that from TalkTainmentRadio.com. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. And our main topic today, or subject today, is unfinished business. You know, and what we're doing is we are continuing in the theme of words, how to construct and answer questions, staying in the compensatory counter-racist codified way or codified mode. We take questions and have Mr. Fuller address those questions. Okay, now I have about 6 minutes before I go to break, but the line is open. So let me take the phone call before we have Mr. Fuller get into that. Go ahead, caller, with your question.
Yes, hello. Can I be heard?
I hear you.
Yes, hello, Mr. Bobby and Mr. Fuller. This is Mr. Walker calling out of Pennsylvania. Since we're on words and the use of words, what was it? 66. It was after 66. Well, I have a question. It's dealing with words, but the use of critical thinking. I was just wondering if we could employ that in the use of supporting justice and in the white supremacy, because I believe that if we would use critical thinking and ask the critical questions, then that would clear up a lot of the confusion. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Fuller, would you address that, please?
Well, I have no comment on that because you made a suggestion. So that comes under VGQ as a suggestion. So whatever critical thinking means. So you always start with what a term that you're using. You start with what do you mean by critical thinking? So that would be the question there, and then proceed from there.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. All.
That is the codified counter-racist response.
Yeah, you always start with a definition.
Mm-hmm.
You never have a word without a definition. mm-hmm. or term.
What does that mean?
Always define exactly what you mean mm-hmm. and try to do so in a manner that the person that you're talking to understands exactly what you mean when you say what you say.
Or what they mean when they say what they say.
Whatever person is doing the
mm-hmm.
talking.
Yes.
Regardless of definitions that might be in a dictionary, let the person explain what he or she means when he or she uses, the mm-hmm. individual person uses the term,
mm-hmm.
because otherwise you have confusion. And usually you do have a breakdown in communications
mm-hmm.
when people who are using the same word, the same term, but they have different meanings for it when they say it.
Yes.
And that should always be cleared up by the person who's doing the speaking.
Yes, sir.
If you use a term that everybody's supposed to be familiar with, they may not be familiar with the way that you're using it. So mm-hmm. you can explain exactly what you mean when you say that.
Yes, sir. And now,
that's the compensatory way.
And Counter-Reese's Codified says that we are not to help them with whatever they are explaining.
The question is what now?
The question is, we are not to help them with whatever they are explaining.
Oh, no. Never help a person with their definition.
Yes.
Listen for their definition and then try to understand what the person who is talking, how they are using the term, what it means to them. Like the terms that put on what they call the MAGA caps, Make America Great Again.
Oh, yes.
For
mm-hmm.
an example.
Yes.
Well, rather than get angry and start an argument or think that someone is arguing with you if they're wearing that cap, the compensatory codified procedure, we should have correct procedures for everything,
mm-hmm.
is to ask the person if you are on a talking basis with the person, say, what does that cap mean when you wear it to you?
Mm-hmm.
All right? And what is it supposed to mean to people who see you wearing it? And when you say it, make America great again, what does that mean? And break down each word. What do you mean by make? You know, you're going to make something, you know, you're going to make America, okay? Well, what do you mean by America? That you're going to make America great, and then you get to the last word, again. You know?
Yes, sir.
And you can ask maybe 3 or 4 dozen questions just about those 4 words.
Yes,
make
sir.
Make America great again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
See? And let the person answer, and don't argue about the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Just listen for the answers, because the codified procedure is when you ask people enough questions, the answers will take everybody right where they need to be. Might not take everybody where they want to go, but it will take everybody automatically right where they need to be, where they should be. That's automatic. Anybody who tries it will find that out. But you have to ask enough questions.
Yes, sir.
About each word. So you don't skip over any words.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't ask anything about the person's motive or anything. You just ask, what do these words mean? And the motive will all come out in their answers.
Yes, sir. So would you say that codification, or answering, and asking in a codified way, is a process?
Yes. You just simply, if an answer to a question about a certain word is not adequate, the cure for that is just to ask another question.
Got it.
And then another question.
Mm-hmm.
And then another question.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you might spend 2 hours or 2 days or 6 months just talking about what does a person mean when they say America.
Got it.
Or an American.
Okay.
That might call for 2,000 questions.
All right. Talk to him at radio.
Or might call for 10.
All right. Talk to him at radio.com. We go where you go. Download the Talk to Him at radio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to try to get into some Gmails, but phone calls come first. We'll do that and speak more about unfinished business, answering and asking questions in a codified way. All that and more coming up next on TalkTeamAtRadio.com.
Talk TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students.
We can give you a new heart.
We can help you walk again.
We can perform brain surgery.
We can treat a sore throat.
We can bring life into the world.
We can work so many miracles. But the one thing we cannot do is read your mind.
When you communicate with your doctor,
when you ask us more questions,
you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake.
Tens of thousands of lives are lost every year due to medical mistakes.
The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help.
Please, open up. Ask more questions.
What are the side effects?
When should I expect my test results?
Will this medication interact with my other prescriptions?
We can't answer if you don't ask.
Help reduce your risk.
Questions are the answer.
Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council.
Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. This is a minimally invasive procedure. It is radiation-free, may destroy prostate cancer cells, and potentially has few side effects. This investigational procedure is performed at no cost to the patient. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com. Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strong the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Ready to warm up from this cold weather? Cruise Planners will help you find the perfect vacation spot. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, the Caribbean to Las Vegas to Disneyland, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neil A. Fuller Jr., who is live from Washington, D.C. Today's program on the 6th of March, 2019, is entitled Unfinished Business, and we are continuing with this theme of words, how to construct and answer questions, staying, and that's important, staying in the compensatory counter-racist codified way or mode. And Mr. Fuller has been answering this. In fact, be honest with you, he always answers that question, but sometimes I think, I know I do, we lose focus, we drift away from that, but we have to stay in that codified way so that we can understand, communicate with the person whom we're speaking with. With that being said, and I'm going to say this, you can be heard right now. So go ahead, whoever is on line one, go ahead, please, with your question for Mr. Fuller.
Yes, hello, Mr. Fuller. I'm prepared now. I wasn't prepared before. This is Mr. Walker from Pennsylvania. With the use of words on page 108 of the United Independent Compensatory Code System concept under Area 2 Education, it says, use words as scientific weapons. Study and use words, the definition of words, and on the production of words in such a manner as to cause a white supremacist racist to decide to do one of two things. One, replace white supremacy racism with justice, balance between people, or two, kill all of the non-white people of the known universe. So I just wanted to ask if those are the only two ways that words can possibly be used. Thank you.
Well, words can be used to do whatever you set out to do. That's words are just a form of communication in order to do what? To get something done. Get something like what done? Anything that you're trying to do. And words are just a way, they're just tools that people use to get from point A, you might say, to point B. In other words, what is it you're trying to do? So you use words in order to help you to accomplish what is it you're trying to do. If you're trying to rob somebody, you use words. You announce that this is a robbery. Stick them up. Put your hands in the air. Give me all your money. That's robbery. Those are words that you're using. Why? In order to accomplish a task that you're trying to set out to do. That's the way that a robber does business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same way when you're trying to accomplish anything. Set up any type of a brand new society with brand new ideas, ideas that people never thought of before or something like that. So you use words that will guide you in that direction. That's all. They're just a vehicle.
Okay. So the question could come up, if we're sticking to the compensatory counter-racist codified way, is when we read that on page 108 in the middle, the use words as scientific weapons. So we would have to define what are or what is a scientific weapons. Would that be the correct procedure to start this off?
Yes, or you can just say a weapon that's successful. By, you know, that's if you put scientific in front of it, a person will ask, well, what do you mean by scientific?
Yes. Okay.
You know, what's the difference between scientific and non-scientific?
Okay.
Okay. I don't know what the answer would be. Whomever's using the word, the terms,
mm-hmm.
should explain what every word means.
Okay.
Otherwise, take that word out of there if you can't explain it.
Okay. Now, I think, as the brother from Pennsylvania was saying, since you did write this, use words as scientific weapons, and I think you did answer, unless I'm wrong, you said, quote, study and use words, the definition of words and or the production of words in such a manner as to cause the white supremacist, racist, to decide to do one of two things. Number one, replace white supremacy, racism, with justice, which you explain, balance between people, or to kill all of the non-white people and of the known universe. So you explained it, you know, right there in the use of words. Correctly? Yes.
That's the objective of the entire compensatory code as far as interaction between white people and non-white people.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
From the codified view.
Okay.
Either you force them into a position where they have to do justice or they have to make a decision.
Exactly.
We're going to kill all these black people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no way around it. I mean, we're just going to have to slaughter them all so that they don't exist. They're going to be an extinct breed. They shouldn't have been here in the first place. Or if they were here to serve us up to a point, we don't need them anymore.
Yes, sir.
And so therefore, they shouldn't be on this planet sharing this space with us.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody on the planet should be white.
Mm.
Get rid of all the non-white people, and then we go forward from there into our heavenly bliss, or whatever it is they say that their objective is.
Okay. One,
I'm saying, from the victim's viewpoint, and it's not a new concept. In fact, the white supremacists, or I'll say some people in doing the history of the system of white supremacy, at least one person I have been told in a history book and by teachers, it was called a person called Patrick Henry. And he said what? Give me liberty or give me death. In other words, if I can't be a human being and occupy my little time that I have on this planet without just being dogged around all the time and just be miserable all the time, I might as well not even be here. And so I'm going to fight against whatever forces or put me in this situation that I say that I shouldn't be in. And in that process, they may kill me, but that's what they're going to have to do. Because I'm not going to put up with this nonsense anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that was the Patrick Henry message, according to what my elementary school teachers taught me.
Okay.
And so this is really, you know, we're not put here to be slaves. According to the compensatory code, people can get things done through a just system. That's the first premise you start with. Now the white supremacists say, "Oh no, you can't get anything done unless you dog people around. How are you gonna get anything done?" Some emperors have said that down through history. So I've been told. They say, "Hey, you gotta have slaves. You gotta mistreat people in order to get things done." Otherwise, nothing is going to get done if you don't mistreat somebody. Now, that's one concept. The compensatory codified concept is not true at all. You can get a lot of things done through a just system, a system of justice, where you guarantee that nobody's mistreated and that everybody gets the constructive help that they need.
All
that's
right.
The theory.
Yes, sir.
It's never been done. But that doesn't say it can't be done.
Mm-hmm. All right, 1-877-932-9766 here at the on the compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Today it's Wednesday, the 6th of March, 2019. Unfinished business is the topic, And we have a phone call. Go ahead, line one.
Hello?
You're on line one.
Yes, thank you, sir. Good day to you, Mr. Bobby. Good day, Mr. Fuller. I just wanted to, so much that we could talk about, but I wanted to call in and chime in on the words conversation. One of the issues that I'm seeing, that's being developed now, and it's a very big deal, is our case for reparations, as we're holding a lot of the candidates to the fire and requesting reparations. And what I've seen recently is the candidate Bernie Sanders, as he's being asked about reparations, he then follows up with the question, well, what do you mean by reparations? But it's actually kind of clear that he knows what reparations is, because he claims himself to be a Jewish person, and they have received reparations as well as, you know, countless other groups. But when it comes down to so-called black people requesting reparations, which I believe would be a form of justice, you know, where we are working for everyone to be treated the same and those who need help the most get it. But when he's asked about reparations and he's asked, well, what do you mean? And we're coming out and saying money. He's coming back and saying, well, I don't think that, you know, writing a check is the way to go. Meanwhile, everyone else is getting it. So pretty much my question is, you know, what is the codified manner in handling someone who, you know, they know what you mean, but they're trying to deflect it because they think that the masses will allow that to happen?
Mr. Fuller?
Well, the first thing, on the compensatory code, when we talk about the word reparations, you're talking about a repair job.
Yes.
That's the basic term is repairs. You're repairing something that was broken. All right. So if we're really serious about that, first of all, you set your criteria regardless of what anybody is saying about what reparations mean, compensation means, et cetera, et cetera. The compensatory code view, according to what I have written, is that, okay, let's look at what has to be repaired. Well, every aspect of black people's existence on this planet has to be repaired, because every aspect has been seriously broken in every area of activity: economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, war. All of it is in complete disrepair. All of it is broken when it comes to the people classified as non-white on this planet. It's devastated. It's flatlined. It needs to be built up from the ground. You got to start almost from scratch, you might say, right from a new blueprint altogether. Just talking about handing out some money and something like that shouldn't even be discussed at all.
For sure.
I mean, that's not a repair job. I mean,
I think we're just making sure that when they do start the repair job. Because anytime reparations has come up, you know, the only thing that they say is education and health care. And I think what we're trying to do is make sure that they understand that economics is a part of the repair job. I think, you know, we don't just want to check. We're just trying to make sure that economics is included. Because
well,
I know
economics
that even
is and
work,
according to the code, economics is use of time and energy. That's all basic economics is. So you're talking about repairing what has been done as far as the use of time and energy is concerned. You're talking about going almost into infinity, which is what the way that you look at it according to the code. That's the codified procedure. This is just a suggestion now from the codified point of view. When you start talking about compensation, that's the word that I use, and or reparations, which basically is the same thing, compensatory or compensation or repair or reparations, same thing. It means You do everything that needs to be done to make everything the way that it should be. That's what we're talking here. And when we say everything, I mean everything, right down to the finest detail. Make everything the way that it should be. So basically, you're just basically saying, from the compensatory view, replace the entire system of white supremacy with the system of justice. That's the reparations. Anything short of that is just playing games.
That's correct.
I mean, particularly people just talking about handing out some paychecks and say, that's it, that's a done deal. And when everybody who is doing any thinking at all knows that if you pay off black people with money in about 6 months, they're going to be back at the table asking for more money. Because all you have to do is just go up on the price on everything that black people buy, and black people will be out here buying stuff. They buy it from whom? The same people they got it from. So that's just playing games.
Yes, yes.
That's a lot of nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
That's pure nonsense.
Right, and that's why I'm trying to make sure that it's clear that we're not just, you know, asking for a check, because, we know that the money will go right back to them. But
in 6 months, they'll all be gone, and black people will be back in a begging state again.
Right. We don't want
just
that.
Just picture this. Picture this in your mind. Black people stepping up to a window, getting a paycheck, a huge paycheck, millions of dollars. Now, just, I don't want to be anywhere around us if it's done that way. Because you know what's going to happen. Drugs, guns, complete insanity, like you wouldn't believe, on that Jubilee Day, when everybody gets their check of, say, $50 million a person. Look at that scene in the Northwestern Hemisphere and just imagine what's going on the street where you are.
Hmm.
I mean, we got to be serious about that.
I mean,
I can see black people riding around in limousines. I'm not talking about all, maybe not the majority, but too many.
Hmm.
Riding around with white chauffeurs in a stretched limousine, 9mm being fired out of both windows, and some black person say, I'll kill a Negro and pay for him. I got so much money. Diamond rings, bling bling, total foolishness. Let's tell the truth now. The white supremacists know that.
Mm-hmm.
Wildness like you never seen in your life. $50 million per head, black people getting paid on one day when everybody's Jubilee Day, Reparations Day, everybody out in the street doing the boogie. Chaos,
yeah.
Like you wouldn't believe.
Okay, excuse me, Mr. Fuller. They're giving me this signal to break it off. Gives a whole new meaning to the term Black Friday. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I'm the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Our topic today is unfinished business, the use or continuing in the theme of words. How to construct and answer questions, staying in the compensatory counter-racist codified mode. But at this time, and I'm way late, this is the time for you, Mr. Fuller, in the remaining moments that we have in the hour, for you to speak briefly about your book.
You can get the book by going to producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of a basic textbook and addressed to the individual victim of racism about what you can do as an individual person on a daily basis, wherever you happen to be on the planet. Just suggestions about what to do, what not to do, because all problems are solved by something that you do and something that you don't do, something that you say, and something that you don't say. In when, where, in every situation you're in, whether it's economics in that category, whether it's in the educational system, whatever that means and wherever it happens to be, whether you're in the entertainment field, whatnot, what you do, what you don't do, what you say, what you don't say. Labor, law, that's how the book is segmented in the nine areas of activity. Economics through war, starting with economics. What you do and say in economics, and what you do and say and don't say, and what is economics. And that's explained. And how do you use your time and energy? And education, what you do in the field of education and what you avoid doing in the field of education. Right on through sex and religion, right on up through war. How do you conduct warfare, or what they call warfare, and how, and counter war? Because war, according to the code, is a system of white supremacy. That's the biggest war, and the only real war that is going on the planet. Everything else is just battles. But all that's explained in the book. But what the individual person can do, wherever he or she may be, who is the victim of racism, wherever he or she may be at any given moment on the planet, that's what the book is about. And you can get it by going to producejustice.com. And the suggestions in it, if they make sense to you, you use them. If they don't make sense to you, you don't use them. Because everything is supposed to be based on logic and based on cause and effect. Something that works for you, that's what you use. If you don't think it will work for you, you back away from it. Go to producejustice.com.
Producejustice.com. Let's see here. I have 4 minutes. I don't know if I'm going to get this call in. Caller, you got to be brief because we only have 4 minutes. What is your question for Mr. Fuller?
Yes, Mr. Fuller. As far as words, they do have to be used according to producing justice, because I see that the only two options is either it's supporting racism if it's not replacing it, and we're not forcing them to kill us, because that means we must be obviously cooperating. So words have to be used in the production of justice and to replace white supremacy. That's the only functional way it could be used. Otherwise, the latter is we're keeping white supremacy going, whether we know it directly or indirectly by use of words. Thank you.
Okay. VGQ there. But Mr. Fuller, in our remaining moments, this hit me a little bit after I started to read the compensatory concept, but it was at the beginning. And I don't know, I think over the air I had an epiphany as to what you were really saying. And it was the saying that you always use when you open up this program. But it is very profound, very powerful. I think many have made the mistake that I did before by going over that. But it was simply the one that you said, and I would like for you to repeat it and repeat it slowly if you do not understand. Can you go there, please, Mr. Fuller?
Yes. It's right in the front of the book.
Yes.
And I put it on a separate page in the updated version so people wouldn't miss it. If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Doesn't make any difference what you know about anything. If you're a person who is classified as non-white on this planet and you don't understand white supremacy, what it is and how it works, you're going to be confused about everything in your entire existence. That's a guarantee. Nothing about your entire existence, I don't care how long you stay here on this planet, is going to make sense to you as a person, because everything is tied to the system of white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, if you're a person of color, everything is tied to it. So if you don't know what you're tied to, every time you make a move, what's tying you and guiding you and directing you and whipping you, if you don't understand that, you are going to be the one thing that no organism should be, and that is confused. And your entire existence, regardless of where you go or who you talk to or what you acquire, you're going to be basically miserable or perpetually, the equivalent of it, insane.
All righty, we're going to have to leave it there. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, the way it should be heard. Stay tuned for the second hour, and thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.